It's the Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels, and do we have a cavalcade of losers today from all walks of life. I don't know if you've heard about this one coming out of Haiti. Well, it turns out that there was a massive 4,000-person jailbreak that went on over there, and do you know where those people are going? They're coming to Florida. That's right. 4,000 criminals that have been locked away are now being pushed into Florida. And the Coast Guard is supposed to be getting more funding, according to the Joseph Biden administration. Now, the big problem about that is that whenever we hear Joseph Biden or this administration saying, oh, we're going to have more funding for the Coast Guard, more funding for the Border Patrol, what they really are telling you is they're going to be accepting these people, and the Coast Guard is going to be the welcome wagon. And so the Coast Guard is going to need more funding to take these 4,000 criminals into the borders of the United States to be ultimately shipped across the fruited plain, mostly in Democrat-run cities. This is a bad situation because not a lot of people know about this, but Haiti is part of the U.S.'s Strategic Petroleum Reserve. How come we don't hear about that very often? And if you go back to the earthquake that happened a long time ago, you had the Hillary Clinton and the Bill Clinton Foundation, or the Clinton Foundation, whatever it was called at the time. They went in there, they took hundreds of millions of dollars of donations just to help out poor little Haiti. And do you know what happened with that money? Only 2% of those millions upon millions of dollars actually went to help out Haiti. There was also this little story of 10 ministers coming out of, I think, either Idaho or Utah, led by Laura Silsby. Laura Silsby is a big-time Clinton Foundation member. Yes, part of the Clinton apparatus itself. Miss Silsby, and this is an old story, was arrested. And do you know what she was arrested for? Child trafficking. She was oddly enough caught with 33 children, how Freemasonic, in the truck that she was pulled over with. And she was given a slap on the wrist and allowed to go scot-free into the United States. So that is what has really gone on in Haiti. And so there has been an uprising, and the person that now controls Haiti's capital is known as Barbecue. And the reason why he's known as Barbecue is because he is a cannibal. So when the United States comes out and says, oh, these poor people, they just want a better life in the United States. They're just trying to find a better home, a better way of living, and they just want peace and quiet to raise their families. You know that it is an utter line of BS, the likes you haven't seen in decades. Well, that's not true. Everything the Biden administration says is ultimately BS. So there's another little grab from the fascist wing of the United States and the politicians, and it's this whole thing with the TikTok bill. And they're saying, well, TikTok, if you look at it, if you download the app on your phone and you log into it, then what this app allows the company to do is to know everything you do on your phone. That's why old Chris Michaels doesn't have TikTok anywhere on any device. What are some of the little bits that TikTok is allowed to do? Well, they're allowed to follow your keystrokes in your text messages, emails, searches, everything you do. And what does that imply? It implies that they know how you write, they know your moods, they know your languages, they know what you're texting, who you're texting, and why you're texting them. That's all data that is hoovered up by this company. And then it allows it to also look into other devices that are associated with your phone. So if you have your phone synced up to your computer or your tablet or whatever it is, that TikTok app is sucking in all of that data. That's how crazy this app is. And it is essentially run by the Chinese government. It's owned by the Chinese government. Well, why on earth would we ever want something like that going on in the United States? Well, I've told you a thousand times. It's got to do with a seditionist arm within the United States government so that they are completely compromised. They understand this. They are only out to line their pockets. And in exchange for that, they don't get put into the social credit system or anything else along those lines. But there is this other little item Thomas Mazie brought up about the TikTok bill. It's essentially a Trojan horse and another fascist grab of power by the Biden administration. The president will be given the power to ban websites, not just apps. The person breaking the new law is deemed to be the U.S. Internet Hosting Service or App Store, not a foreign adversary. So in other words, if you post things on a website that the government doesn't could it be the transcripts from Hunter Biden's laptop, like Marco Polo, or God knows, Rents.com, Zero Hedge, anything that is embarrassing to this administration, the president, the executor, is allowed to shut that website down. This isn't about the First Amendment. This isn't about stopping the TikTok company over in China, essentially. This is all a power grab, one, to go after Twitter and to shut down X because the powers that be lost control over it, and they still ain't happy about that. And it's also about consolidating power, consolidating truth, and ultimately controlling everything that you do, think, and talk about. So once again, we are being sold a bill of goods, and we need these people to be shut down. And those people are the politicians. You need to get them out. They will lie and steal and cheat their way into public office. And thankfully, Lara Trump was talking about this, and her top priority for the Republicans, the RNC, is going to be election integrity. That's right. They can't have another stolen erection in November. She says the top three pillars that we need to focus on to ensure victory on November 5th, turn out the vote, protect the vote, and raise money. And here is the other problem with this. Everybody knows that they cheat. The Democrats cheat. The Mitch McConnell Republicans, they cheat. They're all on the same side. They don't care who wins the presidency because they all know that the legislation that they're going to pass has been coordinated on both sides of the aisle. Why? Because all of the donors, all of the lobbyists will give money to both Democrats and Republicans. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Now, here's the real disturbing thing. You've got all of these mainstream Republicans, all these mainstream media outlets like the MSNBC morons over there and NAG, the National Association of Gals. They're all saying out there that, oh, we can't use voter ID. That's racist. That's bigoted. And what about people that can't get a driver's license? I'm sorry to tell you, but you can get a state-issued ID that is just like a driver's license, but you're not allowed to drive a car with it. So I don't care what any of these people said. I was able to get a state-issued government ID when I was younger before I could drive, and then I got a learner's permit, which is another state-issued government ID, and then I was able to drive. There is no excuse, zero excuses why voter ID should be any sort of difficult resolution. This should be common sense. This is a no-brainer. If you're a citizen, then you can vote. Period. End of story. And another thing, all of this nonsense about, oh, well, we need to take a census, and it doesn't matter if the people are citizens or not in those districts, they will be counted towards the census, and they will change the makeup of the House of Representatives and ultimately the Electoral College. That is BS. S that should not be in place, that needs to change as soon as possible. I don't care how it gets done, but it needs to get done. So back in February, you had Pew Research do a poll. 81% of Americans support voter ID. 81%. That is called an overwhelming majority. I don't care who tries to tell you otherwise. 95% of Republicans like it. 69% of Democrats like it. Guess what? Even at 69%, that is still considered an overwhelming majority of Democrats that support voter ID. So don't let the Chuck Schumers, the Mitch McConnells, the people on The View, Joy Behar lunatics, Whoopi Goldberg, anybody on CNN, anybody on MSNBC try to tell you that Democrats don't want voter ID and all Democrats think that it's racist and bigotry to even dare to ask someone validate their existence. It is not true. It is nonsense, and it needs to stop. This is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. And once again, these Democrats, as stupid as they are and as hypocritical as they are, do not intend to go peacefully into the night after this next election. One, let's assume that the vote harder crowd for the Republicans and Donald Trump actually get their way and the algorithms are overwhelmed, which, by the way, it's an algorithm. You're not going to overwhelm it. The vote harder crowd, I hate to say it, has their heart in the right place, but ultimately the brains ain't. If Donald Trump does in fact overwhelm the algorithm and he wins the election despite all of the cheating that's going to go on, 2/3, this comes from modernity.news with old Steve Watson, 2/3 of liberals would dispute the election results. And there's even a decent amount of them that say they would refuse to certify the elections if Trump wins. This is from a poll that Rasmussen decided to take. 57% of Democrats think that they should not certify the election if Trump wins. What is the matter with these lunatics, these spoiled little brats, these people that can't handle an L? They certainly can handle a D. But when it comes to a loss, oh my gosh, that's something different. Independent voters, 31% would say that they support it. 57 say that they would oppose the idea that the Democrats should refuse to certify the election. This is every single thing that they accused Donald Trump of doing back in 2020, when all he tried to do was say, we need audits on these elections. We need to audit the ballots because there is enough fraud and cheating going on where the election is in jeopardy and also the security of this country is in trouble. That is not the same as saying Donald Trump is a seditionist and he wants to overthrow the electoral process and he wants to become a dictator for life. That is another Democrat line of BS that should not get anywhere. An overwhelming amount of Democrats support this idea that they should not even allow Donald Trump to become president, even if he overwhelms the algorithms, even if he rightfully so wins the election in the Electoral College and with the popular vote, doesn't matter. These people are the real problem. And more than likely, it is the lunatic fringe of the Democrat Party and the power brokers for the Democrat Party. You know what I'm talking about. The Bolsheviks, the communists, the World Economic Forum types, all of those people. The ones that don't care about you are the ones that are actually engaging in sedition, engaging in inversionism, and blaming the opponent for all of their own activities, which are illegal. Think about this. They can't get rid of Trump. They've been trying to jail him for a long time. Ain't working. Ain't working. Even Fannie Willis's lawsuit is now falling apart over in Georgia. A judge just threw out 6 different accounts. I think they have to review it in 6 months or something like that. But the lawsuit is falling apart because it never had anything to begin with. Then they tried to get rid of MAGA by throwing racism in there. Oh, yeah, that'll work. They don't want to deal with the Electoral College. They would rather have a popular vote. That's not going to work. They want to stack the Supreme Court. They want to try to get rid of voter ID. They want to censor freedom of speech. They want to shut down websites that don't agree with the Democrat narrative. I mean, all of these people, all of these idiots, these mouth-breathing, fly-catching morons, these window lickers that said, oh, a vote for Trump is a vote for fascism. What in the flying F do you think your party is doing to this country? They are creating a fascist state. That's what's happening here. And it doesn't matter. Oh, Trump said mean thing. It doesn't matter. You won't have a country if you allow your power brokers to do things like this. And here's the funny part. A lot of these Democrats who have, oh, I've got a bachelor's and a master's and a PhD and a postdoctorate degree. I'm a fellow at the ivory tower of nonsense and lunacy. Yes, I am emeritus at Calpatty University, eyeball deep in paper. They are some of the dumbest MFs you could ever run across. They all do every action based upon emotion and nothing based upon critical thought. Or in the case of a lot of these DEI candidates that we're finding out, you just copy other people's work. You don't even think. You just copy other people's work, including your own thank you speech. You copy it from somebody else. So when all of these ivory tower-like people come out and say, oh, well, you know, you got to do this, that, and the other, ignore them. Throw them into the dustbin of irrelevance. Put them on the pay no mind list because that's where they deserve to go. Flush their opinions. Do whatever you have to do. Just ignore them completely and utterly. So I'm going to leave you with this little tidbit. The Democrats are outraged that we've got the No Labels Party saying that we're not going to give up. We are going to put a candidate out there for the United States citizen to vote for. Now, I brought up how the No Labels Party is really manipulating everything. It's meant to be and marketed as, oh, we are middle of the road. We are a legitimate third party. And most people in the United States, according to our polling, says that it doesn't, it should not be Trump versus Biden 2.0. It should be another candidate. So we're here to create a unity ticket. Watch for all of these celebs starting to talk about a unity ticket. They were apoplectic. The Democrats, how could No Labels do this? This is crazy. This is impossible. They're going to take votes away from us. Okay, let's stop the nonsense. This party, the No Labels Party, is a Democrat-run operation. It is positioning itself as an alternative to Joseph Biden and Donald Trump and all of those people, when in reality, they are running an anti-Trump pro-Democrat campaign. Why? Let's go back to what I said before. One of the founding members of No Labels is former Democrat Senator Joseph Lieberman from Connecticut. A huge war hawk, an enormous Democrat. So right there, you know where they're coming from. Second, one of the head cheeses over there. You go to their website, you can find the guy. He's a former Joseph Biden speechwriter. So please tell me how this guy is going to create a unity ticket on a third party level that will... No, not at all. So the Democrats are feigning to say, oh my God, how could this ever be possible? We can't have this. They're going to steal votes away. But here's the thing. They are now courting former Georgia Lieutenant Governor, and this guy is a stooge. His name is Jeff Duncan. Do you know what he did as soon as he was retired? He went over to CNN and became a commentator. Ooh, right there, that's all you need to know. If he's going to be employed by CNN, you know he's a Democrat. You know he's only running on the Republican ticket. But deep down, he wants all of the liberal policies that everybody hates. Now, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, back in, let's see, when was this article written? Back, this year, January of 2024. It was written by former Lieutenant Governor himself, Jeffrey Duncan. This is a tirade, an anti-Trump tirade about how enough is enough. We can't possibly have Donald Trump in here. And here is where he insults all of the Georgia voters. So he says, a few decades and a wardrobe change later, I experienced this phenomenon as a Republican governor, Lieutenant Governor of Georgia. President Trump and his allies started spreading falsehoods and conspiracy theories. Many of my fellow Republicans went along with the ride. It was tough to watch. And what he's referring to is how Trump was saying, enough is enough. We need to figure out which way this election went, and we need to start auditing all of these ballots. A legitimate call for truth. So he continues on by referencing, the horrifying events of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th were unimaginable until they weren't. Most of their trusted elected leaders of Georgia Republicans decided that the ends justify the means. Conspiracy theories, lies, half-truths, personal attacks, mischievously spliced videos, and other organized criminal efforts were all justified means to send Trump back to the White House. So this is what he is saying. He's saying that the voters should not believe any of the ideas that Trump should have won that election and the election was stolen from him. The voters in Georgia, his constituents, are too effing stupid, and they should stop questioning the legitimacy of electronic voting machines. They should only accept the official narrative of January 6th from the Republicans and the Democrats. They should only accept what you are being told. This is the guy that's going to create a unity ticket. This is the answer to a Joseph Biden, Donald Trump face-off in 2024. He also was on NPR. Oh, well, if he's on NPR, he's a nice middle-of-the-road candidate, able to reach across the aisle and come to a conclusion. Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor says Trump's fourth indictment is a pivot point for the GOP. U.S. senators, conservative governors, state legislatures, everybody that has a voice and a platform should speak up as a Republican and tell Donald Trump to get out of this race because it's not good for the party. But more importantly, it's not good for this country. This a-hole is the one that No Labels is trying to run here. This moron is the person that the Democrats are accusing of stealing votes away from Joseph Biden. Does this sound like somebody that Joseph Biden wouldn't want to run against? No. This sounds like somebody that Trump should have a problem with, because this idiot could potentially take away some, I wouldn't say a lot, but some independent votes that don't want to vote for Trump, but they certainly can't see themselves pushing the button for Joseph Biden. So he also is one of these jackasses that decided to give testimony to Fulton County in Georgia, Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade, those people. And he comes out and he says, it was a very serious atmosphere. And one that was, you know, a back and forth conversation. What were you talking about? Were you talking about maybe getting into orgies with Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis? Well, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, depending upon what cheeks you're talking about. And I was certainly honored to answer their questions to the best of my ability. And that's what I did for my period of time that I was in there. And who was he telling this to? Oh, CNN's Aaron Burnett. Why? Because he was hired by CNN, and it is a friendly atmosphere. Jeff Duncan is an anti-Trump Republican. He's a Democrat running as a Republican. And you've got a Democrat-run third party, No Labels, trying to portray itself as an enemy of Joseph Biden and the Democrats. It is not. It is an enemy of Donald Trump And they are trying to fool voters because they think that you're too stupid to realize that somebody like Jeff Duncan is a turncoat backstabbing piece of S that should never see the light of day in politics ever again. That's going to be it for me. I'll be back, as always, for the rest of the week. This is Chris Michaels and the Last Call Podcast.